now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Brian Cleveland, flying solo with you this week. You're tuned in to the second hour of the Earshot 20. We're about to bring you the top 10 albums charting from across the nation, thanks to Earshot, where you can find your national campus and community radio report at earshot-online.com. Not familiar with Earshot? Well, I'll tell you all about it. As I mentioned, it is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So head directly there. Go check it out. It's pretty cool stuff. Lots to bring you in the next hour of the program. As I mentioned, of course, the top 10. We have a brand new number one this week after several weeks of Mac DeMarco topping the charts. We have another album at the very top, so stay tuned to find out what that is. Maybe you can guess, maybe not. We also have a debut coming up in the very first set, so keep it locked right here for that as well. You're going to hear from Stephen Karlik a little later on. He's back in the program. He'll continue to bring us a couple of pieces of news and, of course, his album pick and song pick of the week, so you'll have that as well. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, there are many ways to do it. Earshot20 at gmail.com is our email address. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook. And earshot20 is our Twitter handle. And of course, that's a fine way to reach out to us if you are an emerging band or artist and you'd like to get some airplay on the Earshot 20. Shoot us a message in any way and we'll hook you up. We'll have a quick chat and get some of your music on the air. All right, keep it locked right here at number 10. Falling two spots this week is Adonis Adonis from Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled. We're going to start off with a track called Mr. Smith. We're going to move on to the lead track from the Black Keys' latest called Turn Blue. That track is entitled Weight of Love, and that debuts at number 9 this week. And closing out that set is Tokyo Police Club with a track called Toy Guns. That is at number 8. They drop one spot with their latest album, Force Field. Here's Adonis Adonis.
Even though
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Liberated, I'm liberated enough. I'm taking one last look as I leave it to rust. Cause it seems to me I'm just another jagged gem, and we're both cut from the same stuff. I think I'm what I'm thinking of. Celebrating, I celebrated enough. I take a deep, deep breath and it's filling my lungs. And I start to feel like I'm another shining stone.
First set of the second hour and the top 10. That was Tokyo Police Club at number 8, down from number 7, and a track called Toy Guns. Before that, you heard Weight of Love by the Black Keys. That's the lead track from their new album, Turn Blue, debuting at number 9 this week. And at number 10, falling from number 8, was Adonis Adonis from Hard Boiled Soft Boiled, a track called Mr. Smith. You're, of course, tuned into the Earshot 20. All kinds of great stuff coming up, so keep it locked. Right here, we're going to move on to the next set with no delay. At number 7, up from number 10, is Chromeo with the album White Women. You're going to hear a track called Something Good, and by Timber Tambor. At number 6, down from number 4, is their new album Hot Dreams and a track called The New Tomorrow. Here's Chromeo.
I can't leave you alone. lie. I'm sweating, but my hands are dry. Say the word and I'm the first one running. I'm the first one running. And every little move you make is no mistake. So don't just take me for a pretender. I'm a contender. I care for you. And I'll switch your world up if you want me to.
I never felt so cheap.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Absorbing information, sleeping on Bibles at night. Edgar never took a dollar in loosening his collar in a state of self-hypnosis. He makes his diagnosis. Yes, we see the body of my love. Transmigrated mind, his silence start to flutter. Read the headlines, spending time. A moonlighting photographer, Gladys Davis, his stenographer. He drank the World War fire, drank the river of Sahara. Yes, we see the body. Yes, we see the body of my
listening to the Earshot 20, and at number 6, down for number 4 this week, that was Timber Tambor from Hot Dreams, a track called The New Tomorrow. And starting off that set at number 7, up from number 10, was Chromeo from White Women. You heard the track called Something Good. And Stephen Carlick of Exclaim joins us again. We're going to share with us the latest rumors from Spoon, who will reportedly bring us their first album in 4 years, but possibly on a new label.
Yeah, so Spoon has been teasing a new LP for a couple weeks now, actually going back to early March when they posted a short teaser video. But it's now surfaced that the longtime indie outfit will be releasing their first for major label affiliate Loma Vista. While nothing is specifically confirmed or set in stone by the band or label, a subsidiary of Universal's Republic Records branch told Billboard that two sources have confirmed the deal. representatives from Universal have also recently been in touch with us at Exclaim about the band, so we're pretty sure that that's what's going on. Though an ETA for the album was not released at the time that this news broke, the band were online on Tuesday night, where they posted both to their Facebook account and to their Twitter a new photo that's all black. It just says in white font, Spoon, R.I.P., June 10th. So now sort of speculation is going wild. Is that the name of their new album? Is June 10th the release date? Is R.I.P. a first single? It's all sort of up in the air at the moment, but it seems like maybe Spoon is pulling a Beyonce?
And we'll be sure to keep our ears to the ground on that one. Definitely exciting to get some new music from Spoon. And needless to say, whenever this record does resurface, it will most likely hit our charts. All right, we're going to move on to Stephen bringing us his album of the week, which comes from a Norwegian duo I assume you have an affinity for, as you've reported on them a few times in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, I have been talking about Røyksopp and Robin over the past few weeks. They have been slowly sort of unfolding their promo for their new mini LP, which is called Do It Again. The EP / mini LP, we're not sure exactly what to call it, is out now. It came out on Tuesday, May 27th. It's called Do It Again, and it finds Røyksopp and Robin working together for the first time again since The Girl and the Robot, which was an excellent single from one of Røyksopp's LPs, I believe from 2009. The EP is 5 songs long and is bookended by 2 10-minute epics, which is kind of interesting. The opener, Monument, is sort of a grooving, slow-burning song where Robin sings, "This will be my monument, this will be a beacon when I'm gone." And it leads into some pretty cool tracks. One is called Say It. It's sort of a dance floor, almost a Kraftwerk-y kind of song. And then into Do It Again, which is the first single, the middle song. It also closes out with another 10-minute track called Inside the Idle Hour Club, which sort of blossoms slowly into a Steve Reichish kind of piece. So it's not exactly the typical pop kind of thing you'd expect from Røyksopp and Robin, but it's truly, truly excellent. It's my album of the week, and it's also my song pick of the week. If you haven't heard it yet, you have to. The title track of the EP is called Do It Again, and you're going to hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Blow my mind, do it again.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Thank you. 4.
Tuned into the Earshot 20 Rising 1 spot number 4 this week. That was Bad Bad Not Good from the album 3, a track called Since You Ask Kindly. And before that, you heard Today More Than Any Other Day by Ott from their album called More Than Any Other Day. It's at number 5, up from number 9. And Stephen Karlick's Song Pick of the Week, Do It Again by Royksopp and Robin. Before we jump into our top three, we're going to tell you about some of the albums debuting below the top 20 this week, and we call that...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Kicking off the Lowdown at number 50 is Be Good Tanya's founding member Jolie Holland, who returns with Wine Dark Sea, her fifth album of traditional Americana. At number 48 is Ornithologie La Nuit, the fourth album from Quebecois songwriter Philippe B. Husher Hal is the third album for Canadian blues rock duo Black Pistol Fire, and it crashed the charts at number 47. Coming in at number 44 is the fourth and latest record from Brooklyn-based indie folk songstress Sharon Van Etten, and the follow-up to her claimed third album, Tramp. Human singer Robbie Slade has teamed up with Max Ullis to form Sabota, named after an area in Nelson, BC, and the Vancouver artist's first collaboration bears the same name. It debuts at number 43. At number 42, the Clear Lake Forest EP is the latest release from Austin psych rock outfit The Black Angels, which nears full-length status, clocking in at 28 minutes across 7 tracks. Animism is the fourth LP from Tanya Tagak, again working with producer violinist Jesse Zabot. The album charts at number 36. Coming in at number 33 is horn-filled Vancouver ensemble Rollmock, whose Holy Shades of Night marks their second EP released in March of this year. This 5-song release fits onto a single 7-inch. Album number 13 for Swans debuts at number 29. The record entitled To Be Kind is also the third since reforming in 2010 from the post-rock New York outfit fronted by Michael Gira. Leisure Cruise is the new offshoot from Broken Social Scene member Dave Hodge, who forms one half of the duo, along with Firehorse's Lee Segal. And closing out the program at number 22, and nearly a sure bet to enter the top 20 next week, is the new album from Owen Pallett. The fourth record from the Canadian violinist features Brian Eno and is entitled In Conflict. We're going to jump back into the charts to hear our top three. Sitting still this week is Pink Mountain Tops at number 3 from the album Get Back. Here's New Teenage Mutilation.
Computerized segregation.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Yeah.
You're tuned into the Earshot 20, and that was our number one this week, up from several weeks at number two and displacing Mac DeMarco at number one for several weeks in a row as well. That was Chad Van Galen with the album Shrink Dust and a track called Weighted Sin. Before that, switching spots, as I said, was Mac DeMarco, and his Salad Day sits at number two. That was a track called Blue Boy. And sitting still at number three this week was New Teenage Mutilation with Pink Mountaintops from their new record, Get Back. And that rounds out our top 20 albums from Earshot this week, the National Campus and Community Radio Report that you can find at earshot-online.com. My name is Brian Cleveland, generally joined by Anthony Enman, but he's away this week, so I've been flying solo for the last 2 hours. Thanks so much for tuning in. And actually, I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks myself, so Anthony will be back with a fine new broadcast next week. If you're just tuning in, you missed any part of the program, you want to check it out again, you can find the program at radioforall.net or for download and subscription on iTunes. You can also find us on many great campus and community radio partners from across Canada, and we thank them for airing the program. Stay tuned, lots of great campus and community radio fare coming your way.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.